Support for KBIA's podcast of Off the Clock comes from PS Gallery. PS Gallery features three-month exhibits of local, regional, and national artists in all media, including jewelry. PS Gallery is located at 1025 East Walnut in the North Village Arts District. More information can be found at perlostevensgallery.com or at 573-442-4831.
You're listening to KBIA's Off the Clock, a weekly guide to arts and culture across the state. I'm Scarlett Robertson. The Museum of Art and Archaeology is commemorating Black History Month with an exhibition called Black Women in Art and the Stories They Tell. The show sets out to represent Black women as the creator, but also as the subject. In the gallery, there are about a dozen pieces, some by famous artists, others lesser known, and each piece tells a story. Mary Pixley is the associate curator of European and American art at the museum. She helped put the show together. She explains what role storytelling plays in the exhibit.
Each work of art has a story embedded in it, and there are different ways that you can tell that story. And what's interesting is you bring your information when you visit one of these works of art, and you work with the story that's given to you by the artwork, but then you create another story as you revisit the past, as you try to re-understand slavery and really understand the reverberations of past events that still exist today.
Pixley gives me a mini tour. We start with one of the more striking pieces, a series of photographs by Carrie Mae Weems. The words grabbing, snatching, blink, and you be gone are juxtaposed between two photos of former slaveholding cells in Senegal. These cells were often the last stops for slaves that went on to America. The cells' stone walls and empty, dim corridors are permeated with a sense of hopelessness.
In these buildings that were basically the holding tanks for the transfer of slaves. And you are in there, and with those words, you begin to understand that you, the viewer, that slave, could have been grabbed, snatched, and gone. It's harrowing, and the photographs are so penetrating with those words. It's one of the most powerful pieces in the exhibition, I think.
Next up is Elizabeth Catlett, an African-American artist best known for her politically charged sculpture and print work. There is a black-and-white etching titled, My Role Has Been Important in the Struggle to Organize the Unorganized.
You have a woman here who's in the middle of the composition, who's clearly stating that we're working for freedom. And you can see there's people around her who are rather passive, but they're starting to listen. And change doesn't happen overnight, and it doesn't happen without work. And you can see this woman struggling to cause change to take place. Viewers who love music, we have a new acquisition by Joseph Delaney, an African-American artist, that's all about music. And he does it both with figurative illustration and then abstraction at the same time. You see this mixture as the artist is trying to decide, do I want to be an abstract artist or do I want to be a realistic artist? As he tells this story, the historical development, we think, of the boogie-woogie genre of music.
There are both male and female figures and shapes that seem to form around the beats and rhythms of the music of that time.
If you look closely, you're going to see in the darker forms in the lower part of the painting the head of a person who's playing maybe a horn or a clarinet that's hidden within these large flowing abstract forms. Up on the top of the canvas, you'll see a keyboard and some hands emerging as the pianist is playing away at the piano. ¶¶ see these wonderful long strokes curving through, giving you an idea of the rhythms that take place. And then there's this punctuation presented by the large, very angular forms that jet off the side of the canvas as people clap, sing, play drums, and listen to the music. But there's improvisation. Don't you feel the improvisation taking place in the piece?
Doing the boogie woogie.
Missouri storyteller Gladys Cogswell gave a performance to kick off the exhibit. Here she talks about Sharecropper, another one of Cat Litt's prints.
That Mr. Bill, he got some new telling me, hurry up with your lazy self. You better pick some old cotton, like 70-pound bags and 12-hour days in another. I wish I could go home to a big house like he do. I bet he got cotton sheets on his bed, them cotton pants he walk around in, and them cotton shirts on his back. I know they got a whole lot of things made of cotton. Well, that cotton was picked by these black hands, standing all them hours on my aching feet. It's my back is hurt, and it's my skin is worn out.
Cogswell created her own stories around some of the pieces, adding another level of storytelling to the experience, and another way to find meaning in the art.
Hold on, just a little while longer, everything's gonna be alright. There's gonna be no more weeping and wailing, no more weeping and wailing, no more weeping and wailing. Everything's gonna be alright. Singing with me now, I'm gone.
And that's it for Off the Clock this week. Thanks for listening, and have a good weekend.